Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Fishing for the bottom on the calves and yearlings. Back with Jim Robb on that in just a moment.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Raising cattle is not what you do, it's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle, an online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear, cattle marketing on your terms.
We may have a bottom in for 2015 on slaughter cattle prices. At least that's the opinion of Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center out of Denver, Colorado. And Jim Robb believes that we're also looking at a bottom right now when it comes to calf and yearling prices. It may or may not be in, at least at this point.
The general trend in the second half of this year, corn is probably not going down a lot. We're looking at increasing supplies of cattle. We're looking at softer calf and yearling markets in the second half of this year compared to a year ago. We're not going to make the very strong calf and yearling markets that we did in the fourth quarter of 2014. We're going to have the second highest calf market ever, but it certainly is a softer market on a year-to-year basis. Fed cattle prices will be down year-to-year in the second half, still seasonally stronger. Corn's going to be probably a little bit higher than last year, and then we have a larger cattle supply on top of that, plus this overall picture of rather lackluster international demand for products. So, again, a good year in cow-calf country and pretty good year in stocker country, but not quite 2014, as you mentioned.
And we're really looking at more of a soft landing, it seems like, on these prices. Nothing drastic, right?
I think mostly, you know, we can have a lot of volatility up and down in these marketplaces, and we've seen that fed cattle, calf and yearling prices lately. But I think the overall herd buildup rate is still rather modest. We still have a very good consumer demand profile, especially in the U.S. marketplace. So we see more of an erosion of calf and yearling prices over the next several years rather than a collapse. But as you well know, Ron, there's a lot of things outside this marketplace that can shock it. We really can't foresee those, but it'll probably take some kind of outside market shock to cause something other than just a kind of slow erosion in calf and yearling prices over the next few years.
Let's talk a little bit about the export. We do have the numbers that have come out from USDA and the Meat Export Federation first half of the year now under our belt. And for the beef industry, the overall reported numbers, a 10% drop in volume and about unchanged on the value, though.
Yeah, the value side's been pretty strong. Again, one of the weakest components has been those byproduct items. On the meat side of the marketplace, we've had about a parallel decline in our beef tonnage exports that we've had in terms of domestic production. Yeah. Just slightly different here. So we're maintaining those export markets, partly just reflecting our smaller supply in the U.S. Now, certainly we're still selling this beef product in foreign markets at pretty strong prices. That international dynamic has also changed behind the scenes. We have the value of the dollar pushing against U.S. exports, and we actually have the international trade environment working against our exports. Most importantly, Australia. It's been taken out of the Russian market, very important to them, pushed out of some of the Middle Eastern markets, and also especially the Chinese market due to their very low rates of growth. So the U.S. is sort of the residual marketplace. So our beef imports are up. And we put that whole puzzle, though, together. Surprising, really, that beef imports maybe aren't up a little bit more in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and that our exports have remained this strong in this economic environment. So I think if we chalk it up to rather good performance, although we are seeing some year-to-year declines on tonnage.
Top hired hand for the Livestock Market Information Center out of Denver, Jim Robb. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.